$100 and include...
Kid, is that okay?
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge.
Oh, I poofy fit a pelt.
Yeah, I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be living up my motor.
That's right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Dog here on this Friday afternoon. It is finally Friday. Your weekend starts in 57 minutes.
Here we go. What a sports week, though.
That's
Bob.
Right.
What
That's right. It's week. Been fun this week. It's gone by fairly quickly. Before we get back to the show, let's check in with our buddy over at Mount Pleasant Seafood, Ral Fitch. Ral, how are you today?
Happy Friday afternoon. Happy end of the week for you, Bob.
That's it. Finally.
It has been a good week, though. Enjoyable shows, a lot of entertaining facts coming on, and, just good old 3 to 6 o'clock entertaining, and you're doing a good job of it, so we appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
But I know you appreciate being the last hour of the week. We appreciate you letting us be here because we've got some real nice seafood for the weekend. You know, we're very fortunate right now. They're still getting a lot of nice shrimp, a lot of scallops, crab meat. We even have clams and oysters. A lot of people don't think about July and August as times for clams and oysters, but we get them year-round now. They're using aquaculture to raise oysters and raise clams, and, they're all good product this time of year, and we have them in stock. But what I'm really excited about on this Friday afternoon is some mahi-mahi. We have some fresh local dolphin, not flipper, but dolphin, the game fish that they catch offshore here, also called mahi-mahi. And we're going to fix them up this afternoon, crunch top style. Crunch top mahi-mahi starts off with 3 pounds of the mahi fillets, a third a cup of French dressing, 1 can of French fried onion rings, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and a quarter cup of Parmesan cheese. What we do is put the mahi in a baking dish, mix the dressing, lemon juice, pour on top the fillet, crush the onions up, mix it with that cheese, sprinkle over the top. We're going to set the oven on 450, going to put it on bake, and it's going to be in there about 20, 25 minutes, as we always say, until the mahi flakes. Crunch top mahi is a good one, Bob.
Sounds good. I bet you know you can get mahi-mahi and the recipe.
Oh, that would be here on the creek, right next to the Shem Creek Bridge, where we've been since 1945. Then give us a call on the phone, 843-884-4122. Look us up on mtpleasantseafood.com. Check out all our recipes on the recipe page there. Bob and I talk about it all the time. Or better yet, come on in the store. We're there another 55 minutes or so today. We'll be back in the store tomorrow morning at 9, and then Sunday our hours are 10 to 5. So we've got everything ready for a good weekend, Bob.
There you go. When you think of Mount Pleasant,
you're thinking seafood.
When you think of seafood,
you got to think Mount Pleasant seafood.
Well, you have a wonderful weekend. Try to stay cool.
Bob, stay inside when you can.
Or you just hang out by the ice machine, won't you?
Hey, it's nice and cool in here. We got all the fish covered with ice, and we got the ice machines pumping it out. So, yeah, it's cool.
There you go. You have a good weekend, Ralph.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
All right, 843-721-9500 is the number to call if your name's not Dave. And we will press on for another hour. Come up at 525. We're going to introduce you to our Fan Talk Fan of the Week. And her name is Sarah Roth. She is a big West Virginia fan.
Very excited.
I mean, a huge West Virginia fan.
Really?
So we're going to find out all about
all the sports. She's dialed in on all the sports.
We want the secret things about the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Yeah, we want to know the experience of Morgantown, if she can provide that.
I've actually been to Morgantown once, but Sarah probably wasn't even born I was in Morgantown.
So. Did you see a game there?
No, we were staying there. That's right. Saw a basketball game there.
Oh, okay. I've always wanted to be there when they're doing the country roads and everything.
West Virginia wasn't even playing, but Eastern Regionals were at Morgantown.
Oh.
In fact, we played North Carolina and lost.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
And then beat Pennsylvania. This is so far back. This is when they had consolation games.
What are those?
The two losers on Friday played each other on Saturday.
Oh, losers bracket.
And we played Pennsylvania. I remember they had a kid named Corky Calhoun.
Corky.
It was really good. Bob McAdoo played on that North Carolina team.
Oh, okay.
It was a fun trip.
Yeah, I'm sure. Morgantown's a fun place. I've driven through. I've never stopped in.
What do you want? I know you've been up front all week.
What do I want?
Yeah.
Don't let the couple days off. I still am a partner of the show here, Bob.
Well, I didn't say you weren't.
I'm here to let you know your fan of the week is here.
Okay. All right.
I miss you too, Bobby.
God almighty. Sensitive little rascal, isn't he?
Why are you so mean on Fridays?
I'm not mean on Friday. We're wrapping up this segment. We'll make the next segment short, and then we'll bring Sarah in. Is she sober? She said she might have a couple of beers because she was nervous.
Well, that explains the shot we took in the front lobby.
All right, so tell her I'll come get her in a minute, okay? All right, so there you go. So we're going to find out all about West Virginia, and they have a big event coming up next Saturday, their annual barbecue bash and pepperoni roll bake-off,
which we still haven't got the invite to. I know you got to pay for it, but I think we might have to get an invite to this. Get you a pepperoni roll, Bob.
Well, I don't even know what a pepperoni. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, I like roll.
I don't know.
Pepperoni.
It's a good combo. Cheese.
Come on.
There you go.
But it sounds like you take a pepperoni pizza and roll it up.
Yes, that's.
You pretty
that's
much
it.
Got a pepperoni roll, right?
That's.
There's got to be something more than that. We'll find out all about that when she comes on. Braves have made four moves today here at trade deadline. They have picked up Adam Duvall from the Marlins. Of course, Adam, a former Brave. He has 22 home runs this year. Got some power there. Eddie Rosario comes from the Guardians. Whatever we're calling him now. So he is actually on the injured list. He'll be on the injured list about another 3 weeks. They picked up Jorge Soler from the Royals. So three outfielders there. And if you're going like, well, why didn't they get any pitching? Well, they did. This late deal coming in. They have acquired right-handed pitcher Richard Rodriguez from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is 31 years old, has 14 saves, 2.82 ERA in 37 games for the Pirates. 6'4", 230.
Oh, wow.
Struck out 33 and has walked just 5.
Hey, it looks like a good little prospect.
Who knows?
Looking on the upside.
And the Braves ain't spent a whole lot of money today.
No, that's good.
But we kind of knew that.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't get rid of Freeman, though, because that was what was going on Twitter. But I'm glad they're keeping him around. He's got to retire as a Brave, right?
Yeah, you know, the Braves, on trading deadline, most major league, the Yankees and Dodgers, they're shopping in the in the first floor.
Right.
Braves are down in the basement bin.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for bargains.
Grabbing the hand-me-downs, going to the Goodwill.
But who knows? On paper, they didn't have to give up hardly anything. Give up. They did give up Bryce Wilson in this trade today, and also Ricky DeVito. But other than that, they did not give up a whole lot.
It's good if you can acquire some good players and not spend enough money. That's what you want to hear.
So, because the big trades late today, Cubs trading Javier Baez to the Mets. They also traded Chris Bryant to the Giants. The Nationals, just to make it short and sweet, they pretty much traded everybody.
Yeah, they're not playing the rest of the season.
Scherzer,
like.
Trey Turner, Hand, Hudson, a lot of those guys are gone. Starling Castro, he has been suspended. He's not going to be. He's going to be released after his suspension. Yankees did get Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs today as well, and the Dodgers got Max Scherzer, Trey Turner from the Nationals. So, anyway, Red Sox got Kyle Schwarber from the Nationals.
Well, there you go.
So
they got rid of everybody. But you're right. We're going to see some cool young guys coming in for this latter half of the season. Hopefully play well for the Nationals. So,
I hope the Nationals just lose every game.
Yeah, well.
Along with the Mets and the Phillies.
Well, there you go. I thought the Mets were going to do more of this deadline.
I wonder how that works. I mean, the Cubs and Nationals, they play each other tonight. And yeah. The Cubs have traded their entire infield.
Yeah, who's going
to – who is going to play tonight? No,
you're right at the beginning of the show when you were like, everybody's wearing name tags. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of handshakes tonight.
Hello, my name is
– Jorge.
I hope that game's on the Major League Baseball Network tonight, because that could be interesting to see that. So, anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. Next second will be short so we can get Sarah in here because I want to find out all about West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I think America does as well.
Absolutely.
Or at least Brentwood, North Charleston.
We don't know enough about the West Virginia Mountaineers.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Police continue to report an accident on University Boulevard in front of Whirling Waters. Still working the accident, I-26 westbound on Aviation Avenue. EMS and police are on the scene there. An accident, Highway 17A at Ridge Church. One lane is blocked there. Another accident on Ashley Crossing. An accident at Cottage Plantation and Bohicket Road. EMS and police are working an accident on Meeting Street at the ramp near Highway 17. Another accident, EMS and police are on the scene. Highway 17 North at Park West. An accident on Savannah Highway at Ashley Town Center. That one is blocking traffic. And finally, they're working an accident on the Ravenel Bridge northbound. This traffic report is being brought to you by Baker & Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. Come work at Baker & Brewer. They're now hiring for multiple positions that offer plenty of room for growth and advancement. Apply in person or send your resume to bakerandbrewer@evopizza.com today. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere, quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Partly sunny, warm and humid with a high around 92. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 81. Partly sunny Saturday with a p.m. thunderstorm in the area. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs dropping back in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Make Hadrill's Point the first stop on your way to the boat or the beach this summer. They've got great beach supplies and live or frozen bait for a day on the water. If fishing or crabbing is the plan, shop Hadrill's Point, Mount Pleasant, or West Ashley. Whether it's your first time or you're a pro, their expert staff is there to help. That's what they do best. Don't miss their in-person tarpon seminar, Monday, August 9th, 6 p.m. at their West Ashley store. Call today and sign up. Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply, where the summer fishing fun begins, open 7 days a week since 1982.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free two-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the bootskin boogie. Yeah, he told Dosino, come on, baby, let's go bootskin.
Is this still a thing?
I don't believe the line dance is, but you can get into a little rhythm of it, you know?
Is line dancing still a thing?
For me, it is. Yeah, I'm always line dance. Put on the electric slide,
see,
and I'm there.
Well, I don't want to go to Austin, Texas.
Why? Because you're not a line dancer?
Yeah. I see all that line dancing.
You did some line dancing in your day.
I want to go to the museum in Norman, Oklahoma.
The Weather Center. That's where we're
at. And Dillard's. I guess you put TripAdvisor, puts that on... places to see in Norman. They put Dillard's.
That's how you know that there's just not a lot around there.
What, no belts?
Yeah.
Come on.
There's not a Target in the area.
Oh, saw this today. The Olympic viewership down 42% halfway through. Well, I mean, look at the time.
Yeah. There's
nothing live on in normal time.
No, we heard about Suni Lee winning the gold in the morning, and then it came on at 8 p.m.
Right.
Like, how are we supposed to tune in and be engaged? Maybe they're not really releasing the swimming results, so I've been kind of getting to the swimming, but we hear about everything before it's on TV.
They kind of kept that soccer result, the women's soccer, kind of hidden all day, too.
Why can't we hide these things from us?
Well, somebody needs to call out NBC for one thing. Because they're putting nothing on NBC.
Yeah.
They put all the most popular sports on the Peacock network, so you have to pay for it.
Yeah, no, literally, I tried to go watch the women's basketball, and I couldn't do it because I don't have Peacock. And
right.
I was just like, well, it's on right now. It's the only thing on right now.
And they're trying to get you to subscribe to the Peacock.
Well, NBC, they need to put more. I have been enjoying Mike Tirico and Michael Phelps, though, talk about the Olympics. It has been quite enjoyable on NBC.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched very much. I haven't watched very much at all. I mean, I cut my TV on in the morning when I get here, and of course I'm watching replays of everything, and just kind of read up on it. And I've watched several things online, you know, that you can see. But I haven't watched a whole lot, to be honest with you.
That's what Twitter's great for, because the clips. I mean, you can see everything and get caught up with it.
I can pass as an Olympic expert.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not even close.
It sounds like you are. I mean,
hey, that car of yours is probably dirty from all that rain we had early in the week. Take it over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North of Mount Pleasant. Full service car wash to do detailing as well. Check them out at cactuscarwash.com. We always tell you stop in. It's locally owned. One of the owners is always there. Phillip's there. He's got that floppy hat on. Ask Phillip about that $39.95 a month. Unlimited car wash special they've got going on. Phillip's over there at Cactus Car Wash, again, located right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. I haven't been over there in about 3 weeks, so I need to get over there.
I passed there today, and they were bumping. A lot of people out there, probably Fan Talk listeners.
Well, you know, everybody's cars got dirty before the from all the rain and everything.
Absolutely. Especially if you got a black car. I mean, as soon as it rains, it is immediately
black cars are nice that they're clean.
Yeah.
But they're hard to keep clean.
Yeah. If you have a black car, I'd go to Cactus Car Wash immediately because you can go there every single day if you need to.
Right. Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, our Friday fan of the week, her name is Sarah Roth. She is a huge West Virginia fan. And we're going to have fun. She's nervous as hell. I don't know why, but she is nervous. So
I don't find us intimidating, Bob.
We will get her through this somehow, some way. So we'll bring Sarah in when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. Your local Allstate agent, Philip Bradley, knows the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood, which means Philip can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? Contact the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO today for a free quote, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Cannonball! To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Summertime is prime time for working on your lawn, garden, or field. And whether you love caring for your land or just want to get the work done, it's time to head to Sparrow and Kennedy. Right now, you got this. 0% for 60 months on John Deere 1 through 4 Series compact tractors. These powerful, versatile machines with quick connect features keep you moving from project to project with ease. Visit SparrowKennedy.com. Offer ends 8/30/2021. Financing subject to approved credit. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned, Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do it all with confidence, kindness, and strength. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life, what matters to me is that you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
The trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home to the place.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. Time now for our Friday Fan of the Week. And I picked a good one today. She's nervous now. I gotta tell you, her name is Sarah Roth. She is a huge West Virginia fan. You want to sing that song for us? We can play it.
Oh, no.
Why?
I can't sing.
Country roads.
Neither can he, as you can
take
tell.
Take me home.
Only if we win a game. Victory song.
There you go.
Oh, y'all don't sing that unless you win?
Oh, we sing it all. Extra special when we win.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say if that was Carolina's case, we wouldn't sing it much at all. So, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing good and great to be here.
Yeah, I can tell. She said, and again, I told this earlier in the show today, she said, I don't want to come on. I might say something stupid. I'm going like, you obviously haven't listened to this show very much because that is a pretty regular occurrence, but you are from Parkersburg, West Virginia, right?
Yes, I
now,
am.
Now, where is that?
It's right on the Ohio River, over on the...
That means nothing to me now.
<It's right
there>. Did you just do what? What was that?
It's the state of West Virginia. Oh. The sign you do with your hand.
That's the sign...
Right here. I'm from right here. This is Ohio.
All right, pull that a little closer, the mic a little closer to you. There you go.
So, yeah, I'm from right on the Ohio River.
So there you go. So you went to West Virginia, I'm assuming?
Yes, I did. It was the best 7 years of my life.
I know that feeling. I went 9. So so when did you go to West Virginia?
93 to 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, during the Don Nealon era.
Well, those are good years.
Yeah.
Right?
Not bad.
Well, you haven't had too many bad years. Nothing compared to Moscow.
True.
Hey, stop it. I remember we beat y'all on Thanksgiving night one night.
That was a long time
ago. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I've actually been to Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, when?
1971. You probably weren't even born then.
I was
then.
Not.
So they had the Eastern Regionals in Morgantown, and we stayed in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
The first night. And then we came over to Morgantown for the game. What is that, about 60 miles?
Yep.
I just remember going down some two-lane road thinking that we were going to drive off the side of a mountain. That's all I remember about that trip. And then we spent the night at the Lambda Chi House in Morgantown.
Oh, wow.
That Saturday night. But I remember the time they were building a monorail system.
Yeah, the PRT.
I'm assuming that's been built now.
Yeah, the PRT. It's one of a kind.
Another thing I remember about Morgantown was they don't have stop signs at the bottom of the hills. The fraternity, Lambda Chi House, it, I don't even make a move. It was at the top of this hill.
It was probably on top of Frat Row, and that is a very steep hill.
But when you come down the hill.
I can see that.
When you get down there, there's no stop signs, and they said they don't put stop signs there. But because when the roads are icy or something, you just like, I don't know. I just remember it didn't have stop signs.
I hope that they've since changed that.
I remember walking down up and down that hill.
Yes.
They need escalators up there. That's all I know.
No matter where you go in Morgantown, you always have to walk up a hill.
Now, what was your major at West Virginia?
Undergrad was in business and my master's in public administration.
Well, that's why you went 7 years.
That's why I was there so long. But yeah.
Yeah. So show off now. So there you go. What is the one thing about the University of West Virginia that makes it so special?
To me, I think it's the fan base and the fans. People who go to West Virginia and never forget it. They never let it die. They are, it's in their blood. They, I mean, we have probably, I think, one of the most passionate fan bases around. I know everybody could say that, but
I can attest to it. I was in the sports bar business for 25 years, and not a Saturday went by that I didn't have a group of West Virginia fans.
Yes, exactly.
They're all over the place. I don't know why here. Is it other cities like that, or just Charleston?
A lot of the southern cities, just because it's warmer and nice.
Right. So y'all, in other words, Morgantown's so nice, y'all leave after you graduate.
Oh, Morgantown's a wonderful city. That would be the other place I would live. I could live here in Charleston.
So good. And doing my research, and I probably could have figured this out, your biggest rival is Pittsburgh, right?
Used to be, before the conference realignment.
Right.
But yes.
But you play them next year for the first time in a long time.
It starts in 2022 for four-game series, yes.
That should be a big big series right there.
Yeah. It was the 14th oldest rivalry in college football. Right. So we played over 100-plus games. So it's definitely going to bring back a lot of emotion.
Right. Do you like being in the Big 12 at all?
It's better than what our other options were. So, yes, we are very – personally, it's okay. Yes.
Well, there's some long road trips, though.
Oh, very long.
I mean, you play Pittsburgh, you just got to go down that two-lane
road.
Exactly,
just right down the road. Yeah. So.
Well, you get to play them next year. Are you planning on going to that? Where's next year's game at?
Oh, I really don't know if it's home. Either way, it's near Morgantown.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I am going up this year for the Virginia Tech game, which is another Big East rivalry that we're reigniting this year. So I will be up in Morgantown for that, and that's going to be amazing.
Well, there you go. How many times do you think you've sang the John Denver song?
Well, it depends on the season, but quite a few.
Or is it just a football season?
Nope, basketball wins. Any wins, you sing it. Or just randomly at a bar, you sing it.
Right.
At someone's wedding, you sing it all the time. If you're a West Virginia fan, that's engraved in you. You always sing Country Roads.
If I called your phone number, would I get that song pop up on your phone?
Oh, no. I keep my phone on silent.
So you don't have that as your ringtone?
No.
Well, you keep
if
your phone
I did, I would.
But you keep your phone on silent, how do you know when somebody's calling you?
It vibrates.
Oh, okay. All right. Where did the burning couches thing come from?
Well,
And that's not a good thing. I mean, people make fun of y'all about that.
Lots of other fan bases do it. Not just West Virginia.
I can promise you, I went to Carolina 9 years. We never burn a couch.
Well, some of the professional teams do it a lot when they win.
Like Buffalo.
Well, there you go, yeah.
And jumping on tables and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So that's fine. I actually was not sure, so I asked my friends on Facebook, and I got a variety of answers. A lot of people said it started in the 60s. And then a majority of the answers were around in 1980, the early 1980s. We won a big basketball game, and they went to Sunnyside, which is a popular neighborhood in Morgantown, and they burned stuff and included. And then another big one was when we beat Penn State in 1980-something. It was the first time we'd won in like 50-some years. So that was another big, big couch-burning moment.
I'm thinking there might have been alcohol involved in this decision.
Probably.
A big win. Let's drag the couch out of the house and burn it.
Yes. When I was in college, I never experienced the couch burning, but, you know, I'm hoping maybe someday I get to do it when we win the Natty, you know?
Now, what kind of neighborhood is this where it's a thing?
It was a slumlord, historic neighborhood.
All right, I got you.
From nowadays, it's built up with big, huge, you know, luxury student condos. So.
All right, when you go back to Morgantown, where's the first place you go?
Mario's Fishbowl.
Mario's Fishbowl.
Morgantown staple. It's like right downtown campus. It's been around for, I think since the 50s.
Do they serve fish, or do they have like a goldfish behind the bar?
They serve beer and fish bowls. And it's
beer and fish bowls.
Icy cold, like ice dripping off. It's
in a fish bowl.
Wonderful. Yes. And then there's like signs plastered all over the walls of, you know, students from the past, from like 50 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm up there from probably 25 years ago, somewhere on the wall. Yeah, it's just a great local divey Morgantown bar.
Now, how big is the fishbowl? Like when you go buy a goldfish, that type of thing?
It's pretty big, yeah.
So it's about 64 ounces in a fishbowl.
I'd say probably maybe half that.
Now, you drink it out of a straw, or do you?
No, you got to work your arms and drink out of the fishbowl.
And sounds like fun.
Then you have you have six or seven of those, go home and burn your couch.
Exactly. So, yeah, perfect evening.
So when you leave Charleston to go up to our game, that's the first place you go?
Yes. Fish always bowl. Yes. Definitely.
Do they serve fish? Or?
Oh, they probably do. But they're known for their wings and their
right. So it's just it's a college bar.
Yeah.
All right.
Very much locals go there, too, so it's a Morgantown icon.
Right. Is it a big place, or?
No. Small.
Small place.
Yep. So it's perfect.
Can't afford glasses, so they use fish bowls.
Yeah.
Now, how much does a fish bowl of beer cost?
Oh, I haven't been in a couple years. I know when it first started out, they were 35 cents.
Oh, I bet they are 35 cents.
I guarantee you it's not that anymore. Now, I haven't been in probably four or five years.
Can you get any kind of beer in a fish bowl?
Yep, any kind you want. Anything that's on draft.
Can you get a Crown and Coke in a fishbowl?
I don't know. I'm a beer girl.
I might give that a shot.
Yeah, I only drink Miller Lite, so I don't know.
Easy, Bob. One of those fishbowls would be carrying you out of there.
Oh, gosh. So tell us what it's like for a game day in Morgantown.
On game day in Morgantown.
Let me preface this. Have you ever got so drunk at the fishbowl, you never made it to the stadium?
Never.
Okay.
Right. Priorities. Yeah,
that's
priorities.
Good. Yes, absolutely.
On game day in Morgantown, it becomes the largest city in West Virginia because of the general population. It's just that many people come to tailgate. And the tailgating around Mountaineer Field is very plentiful. So it's just like a huge, giant party around the stadium. Literally right next to the stadium.
Right.
It's fantastic. No matter where you go, you'll hear Country Roads playing. You can get pepperoni rolls. You smell,
Yeah, we got to get to that in a minute.
Moonshine. I mean, no. It's just a...
Moonshine in West Virginia?
Yeah,
say that.
I've heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, you've never had it, but you've heard about it, right?
Yeah.
Where's that been? I've watched West Virginia games on television. I mean, the people are nuts. They go crazy. They love that team.
Yeah, we get a bad rap sometimes from things that happened a long time ago, but no, we're a really great fan base.
Right. Do you like Marshall?
Oh, they're fine. My mother graduated from Marshall, hate Marshall.
So there's no hatred for Marshall?
No, none whatsoever.
Now, take your mother out of it. Would you hate Marshall if she didn't go there?
No.
Are they not a rival or anything?
No, they're not a rival. They're Marshall.
Do they like you? Marshall?
No, I don't think they like us, but
right.
To me, they're not a rival, but I support them when they're not playing us. So.
Right. Who's your, since you don't play Pittsburgh, who's your biggest rival now?
Oh, well, we've been kind of beating up on Texas the past few years. So. In football, at least.
Maybe that's why they got out of the Big 12.
I think that might be why they're bolting, yeah.
Speaking of that, what do you think about all that going on in the Big 12? What do you think? Would you like for West Virginia to join the ACC?
I think this has obviously been in the works for a while. I really hope our athletic director, Shane Lyons, has been proactive in this. I really, really, really hope we end up in the ACC. That would be the best, obviously, geographically. Right. We get our old rivals back. I mean, Virginia Tech, Pitt, Miami, all that would come back, and it all within a couple hours drive of Morgantown. It just makes sense. And our caliber of athletics and our academics have improved drastically over the past, 10 years, 12 years since the last realignment thing. So I really hope we get the AAC.
Do you like Bob Huggins?
Oh, I love Bobby. Yeah.
I didn't realize you were on a first name basis with him. See, you'd like to see him. I think a lot of people would like to see West Virginia go in the ACC. A lot of people were kind of scratching their heads when they went to Boston College and Syracuse and Pitt. Why West Virginia wasn't included?
Well, because we're West Virginia and people give us a bad name.
Y'all got like a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah,
or
we do. I mean, it's just people have that.
Well, Neil Brown seems like a pretty good young coach. You like him?
He's okay. Yeah, he's still trying to prove himself. So I'm still yet to see. I'm still waiting. So hopefully this year we can break out and do some good things in the conference.
Did you like Dana?
I did like Dana.
You liked him? Did you like Bill Stewart?
He was okay.
He was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, but I don't necessarily agree with that.
That hair was horrible. His hair.
Oh, I love Dana's hair.
Dana got some bad hair. And then, of course, that Derek King lied to him and down at, where's he at, Houston now or
something? Yes, Houston.
Miami. He's a Miami quarterback.
All right, I got to ask, who is Milan Puskar? Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh, Milan Puskar. That's
Milan Puskar, yeah, Stadium. Who is that?
Milan Pharmaceuticals used to be in Morgantown.
Okay.
Was a big, huge contributor to W Athletics and all Morgantown in general. So that's who the stadium
so,
is named
so he's
after.
Not the owner of the fishbowl?
No.
I'm just saying.
That might be the next name of the stadium. You never know.
It might be. It might be. All right. You guys, the Low Country Mountaineer Club, you've got this big barbecue bash coming up next Saturday, 14th annual barbecue bash and pepperoni roll bake-off.
Yes.
So I know what barbecue is. I have no idea what a pepperoni roll is.
Well, I heard you guys talking about it earlier on the radio. A pepperoni roll is actually bread dough.
Bread dough.
With pepperoni inside.
Right.
You can either do cheese or not, or pepperoni slices or sticks or crumbles, whatever, but it's dough and pepperoni inside. It became popular back in the day when people used to go into coal mines and they needed something to take in with them that didn't need refrigeration.
A pepperoni roll would be perfect. I knew we'd get a good coal mine story today.
That's apparently the reason why.
Right.
It's just a tradition. So when you come to the bake-off, we normally have anywhere from 7 to 10 people enter.
Right.
And they're all different. Some have cheese, some don't. Some are spicy, some have sauce. It's just a hodgepodge of everything. And we have a People's Choice winner where you get to pick the judge. And then we have a guest judge,
right.
Mike the Guy from Two Girls and a Guy radio show. He's going to be the guest judge because he's from West Virginia.
Right. And don't worry about mentioning another radio show.
I know.
Don't worry about that at all. But well, it sounds like a fun time. It's going to be next Saturday, 1 to 4, Citadel Holiday Alumni Center.
Yes.
Children under 10 are free. Children 11 to 17 are 8. Chapter members are $22. Non-members are $27. Does that include fish bowls of beer? Or?
We do have kegs.
Okay.
Kegs of beer. Not fish. You had to bring your own fish bowl. But,
right,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep, all you can eat, drink, eat. Yeah, everything.
Well, if somebody's listening and would like to join the Low Country Mountaineer, how would they do that?
Oh, we have a website. It's lowcountryears. That's EERS.com. And you can also just Google Low Country Mountaineers, and you'll find Facebook,
right.
Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Do you guys have, like, viewing parties during the year? Is there a certain place that you
guys
meet?
Yes, we do. Yep, we meet at Charleston Sports Pub in Mount Pleasant for all our football games. And for basketball, we're kind of all over the place. So.
Why do you want to treat Bobby like that? Come on. Bobby deserves a viewing party.
Well, we'll have one for basketball. Let us know.
He's really good friends with Frank Martin,
The
South Carolina coach, because they coach together at Kansas State.
Right, right.
So,
well, they're going to be down here for the Charleston Classic, WVU, the basketball team is. So we're really looking forward to that.
Right. Y'all doing anything special for Bobby when he comes?
We will. Just hasn't been planned yet, but I guarantee you we're going to do something.
All right. I know the barbecue bash, it benefits the Charles Drake Scholarship Fund. What is that?
We have a scholarship fund that sends a student from the Low Country to WVU each year. So far, we've awarded $8,000 in scholarships. It's on hold right now because we're trying to endow our scholarships. Once we get it endowed, and we're very, very close to getting endowed, the gift will be able to give on forever once we get that scholarship endowed. So that's why this barbecue bash is really important, because we're really trying to reach that goal.
Right. Very good. Very good. See, you've done good.
Thank you.
She got serious when I talked about that joining the ACC thing.
I'm very serious about that.
Got a little passion on that. Yeah. I thought she was going to come out swinging there. So now, will you guys have any coaches come down for this from West Virginia?
Not this time, because we just planned it last minute because of COVID.
Right.
We do have Najee Good coming down. He is a WVU football player, former WVU football player, who was on the Eagles Super Bowl championship team. So he'll be here signing autographs and things. And then we have some representatives from the West Virginia Alumni Association coming down as well.
I got you. Is there a bar in Charleston that serves beer and fish bowls that they'll feel at home? Or?
I don't know.
I'm just amazing that somebody just drinks beer out of a fish bowl. It just
sounds fun.
It sounds like it's very hard to drink.
No. It's more of a raised fishbowl.
Not an actual fishbowl.
Yeah. I mean,
I got you.
You got to be able to drink the beer.
Who is the most famous West Virginia football player?
Oh, gosh. Major Harris, Jeff Hostetler. I mean, there's a lot.
Who was the quarterback that beat Clemson? He should be pretty famous, shouldn't he? Was that, I mean, that, what was that? Who was the quarterback for West Virginia?
Will Greer?
No.
Not Will Greer. That
it was a while ago.
It was a long time
ago.
Well.
His name, I can see his face. I can't remember his name.
I'm drawing a blank.
So anyway, well, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was painless, wasn't it?
I don't know about that.
And you've got undergraduate degree at West Virginia, master's degree West Virginia, and now Fan Talk Fan of the Week on your resume.
That's good.
I mean, it didn't get any better than that,
does it? The sky's the limit now.
I mean, it's your life is complete, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. You want to get back to Pearls, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, we're done for this segment. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And if we can ever do anything for you guys, just let me know anything y'all got going on. I'll push it for you on the radio, okay?
Absolutely. And go Mountaineers.
All right. That's our Fan of the Week, Sarah Roth. Thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. We'll be right back. You listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon. Police continue to report the accident on University Boulevard in front of Whirling Waters. Still working the accident at I-26 westbound on Aviation Avenue. Still reporting the accident on Ashley Crossing at Frontage Road. EMS and police are on the scene there. EMS and police are still working an accident at Meeting Street Ramp near Highway 17. Police continue to report the accident at Cottage Plantation and Bohicket Road. And now we have reports of an accident on Highway 17 North at Park West. Looking at the SCDOT cameras, I'm seeing very heavy traffic on I-26 westbound between Montague Avenue and Ashley Phosphate. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Partly sunny, warm and humid with a high around 92. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 81. Partly sunny Saturday with a p.m. thunderstorm in the area. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs dropping back in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Southern Lumber and Millwork cares about you, your home, and your happiness, and they team up with suppliers that feel the same way. Supplying Weyerhaeuser Truss Joist Beams for homeowners gives builders and homeowners peace of mind. Truss Joist is engineered to resist warping that can lead to squeaky floors. Get Weyerhaeuser Truss Joist from Southern Lumber and experience the Southern difference.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves.
And helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Heel toe, do-si-do, scooting our boots, swinging doors, B&D, kicks and done, honky-tonk heaven, double shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk, our final segment of the week. Well, I think we're 4 for 4 on our Fan Talk fans of the week.
They've all been great.
They've all been different.
I mean, it was awesome. You know, Wes immediately came in, was taking shots at Blake. That was great. And then everybody else has just been absolutely awesome.
Yeah,
it's been great.
I appreciate Sarah for stopping by and telling us all about drinking out of fish bowls.
That was interesting. Yeah, I've seen, you know, the big margaritas in the fish bowls, but I've never seen beer.
Yeah, one of these Mexican places makes this margarita's like huge.
Oh yeah, you can get.
I mean, they stick a bottle of Corona in it.
Yeah, you do the share margarita, get the two Coronas, and then huge margarita. It's awesome.
Are you old enough to drink?
Well, you know, depends on who you ask. Depends on what state I'm in, Bob.
Oh, so anyway, Trevor Story apparently not happy because the trade deadline came and went. And he's still with the Rockies. So this just into Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The video of Patriots owner Robert Kraft and other men allegedly engaging in massage parlor sex will be returned to the prosecutors for destruction.
Uh-oh. Kraft is back in the news.
Somebody has got a copy of that waiting on hard times to hit.
Oh, yeah. They're asking for $20 million for that. I mean, just waiting for the best offer.
I promise you that. If you're hungry tonight, thirsty tonight, anytime this weekend, head over to any of the locations of Home Team Barbecue, West Ashley Downtown, and Sullivan's Island. I believe it is Philly Friday.
Philly cheesesteak.
So that is the special. They have great Philly cheesesteak. And, of course, they've got the Bobby special, Big Kahuna special.
Oh, yeah.
One wing and 12 game tickets. For $89.95, I think. I don't know what it is. But
they have that on the menu, I think. If you turn over the draft beer list.
Big Kahuna special.
Yeah. they do need that.
One wing and a dozen game changers.
Their wings are phenomenal.
They really are good. Now you got me wanting wings.
Yeah, geez. Well, it was National Chicken Wing Day, yesterday?
Yeah.
Day before?
But apparently there's a chicken wing shortage.
Our Wingstop ads have been telling us that.
Yeah, but wouldn't there be shortages of the other chicken parts, too?
Right. Yeah, why is it just the wing? Why are we be able to get excess amount of thighs or breasts? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, there's two wings, there's two breasts, there's two thighs, there's two drumsticks. Why don't we have any other shortages of the other parts?
Did all the chicken wings get stuck in the Suez Canal? Or, I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, gosh. It's just in America. We're shortage of everything.
Oh, yeah. Pennies, apparently. We got no more pennies.
I like these people. They just keep your change.
Oh, yeah. Okay. People walking around with tons of change in the pocket. It's like,
no, I mean, you pay for something like it's, say it's $3.69. Mm-hmm. You give them $4, they just put it in the register and walk off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Exactly. Yeah. And then you count the drawer at the end of the night and you're like, oh, we're up $3 for some reason.
I need my 31 cent. Come on.
Or the people that give the exact change, you know?
Brewers and Braves this weekend, 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow and 1 o'clock Sunday. All three games you can hear on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. Columbia in town taking on the River Dogs. Don't forget tomorrow, doubleheader at 4 o'clock.
Very nice. It's going to be hot.
5 o'clock Sunday and tonight's game at 7 o'clock. Everybody have a great weekend. College football, go home.
Yes.
Take the weekend off.
You got 30 plus days. Just give us a break.
It's been a busy 10 days.
Give us a break.
Anyway, I don't think you'll see much happening.
No. Next week might be a little slow.
You probably got all the Texas, Oklahoma, and SEC officials getting drunk right now and
celebrating
for one reason. And the Big 12, they're all getting drunk for another reason. So anyway, by the way, ACC, if you're listening, Sarah wants in the ACC.
Bingo.
She got a serious look on her face.
Yeah.
So.
Heard it here first.
Everybody have a good weekend. We'll talk to you then.
Cheers.
What's going on, Charleston? Mike Warner from